All right, deep divers.
Yeah.
Buckle up, because today we are diving headfirst into the NBA's top 100 player rankings. You know those rankings that come out before the season even starts and everyone's already arguing about?
Yeah, it's like the NBA's version of preseason drama, right?
Exactly. And this year, CBS Sports dropped a list that has everyone buzzing.
It really gets you thinking about how the league's landscape is shifting, you know? Who's on the rise? Who's maybe on the decline? Fascinating stuff.
So for those of us who haven't spent our summer break dissecting every last detail of these rankings, give us the lowdown. Why should we care about this particular list? What makes the opinions of these 10 CBS Sports analysts stand out from the crowd?
Well, first off, it's not just some random ranking based on last season's stats. These analysts are projecting player performance over the next 7+ months. They're taking into account age, injury, history, potential, even how a player fits into their team system.
So it's less about who had a highlight reel last year and more about who's poised to dominate in the upcoming season.
Precisely.
Got it. So what were some of the things that jumped out to you when you first saw this list?
Well, one thing that immediately caught my eye was that every single NBA team has at least one player in the top 100.
Interesting. So no team is left out in the cold.
Right. On the one hand, it's good news for every fan base because, hey, your team's got someone considered among the league's best.
Right, no matter how terrible your team might be.
Exactly. But it also makes you wonder if maybe the talent pool is so deep these days that the top 100 designation doesn't carry quite the same weight it used to.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like it's getting harder and harder to stand out, even among the elite.
Exactly. And speaking of standing out or not standing out in this case,
yeah,
not a single rookie cracked the top 100 this year.
Wow. Really? That's got to be the first time in, well, a while.
It's definitely unusual, so that begs the question. Is this incoming rookie class just weak? Or are we seeing a trend of veterans holding on to their spots more fiercely than ever? It's probably a bit of both, to be honest. This draft class was considered to be a little lacking in star power to begin with.
Right.
But it also speaks volumes about the increasing value of experience in today's NBA. You know, rookies, no matter how talented they are, often need time to adjust to the speed and intensity of the league to figure out where they fit in.
Yeah, you can't teach experience, can you?
Absolutely not. And with teams increasingly focused on winning now rather than later, those specialized skills and that veteran savvy are becoming even more valuable.
So we've established that this year's top 100 list is a veterans game.
Definitely skews that way.
But within that group, there's still plenty of movement. Some guys making big leaps up the rankings, others taking a bit of a tumble.
Yeah, for sure. It's not just about being good. It's about who's evolving their game, who's figuring out how to thrive in this modern NBA.
Exactly. So who are some of the risers that caught your eye? Anyone make a big jump that had you doing a double take?
Alperen Sengun, for
sure. Yeah, the Turkish delight himself.
Right. The guy is something else. Went from 85th last year all the way up to 47th.
That's a serious leap. I remember watching him last season thinking, this guy's special. Those no-look passes he was dishing out were insane.
He makes it look so effortless.
And I thought he's playing a different game sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's not just the flash either. He's got a real feel for the game.
Absolutely. Sengun represents this new breed of NBA big man, the playmaking center. They're not just stuck in the paint anymore. They can handle the ball, facilitate the offense. It's a nightmare to defend against.
It's like those point forwards we saw revolutionize the game a few years back.
Yeah.
But now it's happening with centers. Okay, so who had us scratching our heads on the flip side? Anyone drop in the rankings that surprised you?
One that stood out to me was Jaren Jackson Jr. Went from 28th to 43rd this year.
Interesting. JJJ. He's an incredible athlete. Defensive monster.
No doubt.
So what gives?
I think it comes down to role. Last season, with all the injuries on the Grizzlies, he was often forced to be the primary scoring option.
Right, had to carry a heavier load than usual.
Exactly. But I mean, I think he actually thrives more in a more specialized role.
Yeah.
With a healthy Ja Morant back in the mix, JJJ can focus on what he does best, rim protection, rebounding, knocking down those corner threes.
So it's not necessarily a knock on his talent, but more of a recognition that sometimes being an elite specialist is more valuable than trying to be a jack of all trades.
Exactly. And I think his drop in the rankings reflects that larger trend in the NBA. Teams are prioritizing those 3-and-D players more and more. Guys can guard multiple positions and space the floor.
Which JJJ does at an incredibly high level.
Right. So even though his ranking dipped, I think he's poised to have a huge impact on a Grizzlies team that has championship aspirations.
Makes sense. Speaking of impact, let's talk about a guy whose ranking sparked some serious debate. Jamal Murray comes in at 34th this year.
Oh, yeah. Murray's a fascinating case.
Because
he's capable of being just absolutely unstoppable, like we saw in the playoffs a couple years ago. He can take over games single-handedly.
Right.
But then there are other times when, I don't know, he seems to disappear a little bit. The consistency isn't quite there yet.
So is he a playoff performer, or is there more to it than that?
It's a question that analysts were clearly grappling with. Is he defined by those peak moments, or does consistency matter more for a top-tier ranking?
It's a tough one. And speaking of tough, we can't forget about Draymond Green's tumble down the rankings.
Yeah, from 30 to 56, that's a significant drop.
For a guy who's been so impactful for so long.
Right, and it speaks to that larger conversation about aging stars and how their roles change.
Oh, the time catches up with everyone eventually, right?
Unfortunately, he's undefeated. But in Green's case, it's not just about athleticism. He's never been the fastest or most explosive guy on the court.
It's always been more about his basketball IQ.
Yeah.
His defensive genius.
Exactly. But as he enters his mid-30s and the league trends more and more towards offensive firepower,
you start to wonder if his unique skill set is still as valuable as it once was.
Right. And I think that's reflected in his ranking. However,
it makes you wonder if Draymond's drop is a sign of things to come for other veterans, even guys like LeBron James.
Mm.
And he's still holding strong in the top 10 at number 8.
Right. It's incredible. I mean, the guy is about to start his 22nd season in the league.
It's mind-boggling when you really think about it. And it's not like he's just hanging on either. He's still playing at an insanely high level. Didn't he also become the oldest MVP ever at the Olympics last year?
He did. Which just makes you wonder, what are the limits of longevity in the NBA these days? With all the advancements in training and recovery, are we going to see more and more guys extending their primes into their late 30s and beyond?
It's an exciting time to be a basketball fan, that's for sure. Okay, so while LeBron is defying Father Time at number 8, the battle for the top spot is still anyone's game. Jokic is currently reigning supreme at number 1, but what makes him so uniquely dominant in the eyes of these analysts?
Jokic. He is the complete package as a modern NBA center, scoring from all over the court, facilitating the offense like a point guard rebounding. But it's more than just the numbers.
There's that basketball IQ you always hear about.
Exactly. He's always two steps ahead of everyone else, anticipating plays, making the right read almost every single time. He controls the game in a way that few players ever have.
It's like he's playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. And when you look at the rest of the top 10 guys like Giannis, Luka, Tatum, Curry, it really does feel like we're at a crossroads in the NBA. You've got these established superstars who are still at the top of their game, but then you have this wave of young talent nipping at their heels.
And what's so exciting is that there's no single path to success anymore. You have players like Jokic who dominate with skill and finesse, while others like Giannis rely on raw athleticism and power. Then you have the sharpshooters like Curry, the all-around brilliance of Luka. It's a testament to the incredible diversity of talent in the league today.
It feels like we're entering a new golden age of basketball with so many different styles of play clashing on the court.
And this top 100 list, beyond just the rankings themselves, gives us a glimpse into what the future of the NBA might hold. Will teams prioritize building around a single superstar? Or will we see more emphasis on versatile rosters where fit is just as important as individual talent?
Like we were talking about earlier with Aaron Gordon, right? He might not be a top 10 player on this list, but his impact on the Nuggets is undeniable.
Absolutely. And his role highlights a fascinating trend in the league. Teams are starting to recognize that you don't need every player to be a 20-point scorer to win championships. Sometimes it's about finding those guys who perfectly complement your stars and embrace their specific roles.
It's about building a team that's greater than the sum of its parts.
Exactly. And that's what makes these rankings so much more than just a list. They're a starting point for countless conversations about the state of the game, the players who define it, and the future we're all eager to witness.
So to wrap things up, Deep Divers, we dove into the NBA's top 100 list, a snapshot of the league's hierarchy heading into a brand new season. We explored the surprises, unpacked the snubs, and hopefully sparked some lively debates along the way.
Don't forget to check out the full list and analysis over at CBS Sports and let us know what you think. Who's overrated? Who got snubbed? Who are you most excited to watch this season?
Hit us up on social media, join the conversation, and until next time, Deep Divers keep those hoops hot.